More progress for the farm bill as the House has passed a motion to go to conference with the Senate and name their conferees. Of the 29 representatives on the list, 21 are House Ag Committee members, including Florida's Steve Sutherland and Georgia's Austin Scott. House Speaker John Boehner says he's confident the negotiating team will do an excellent job of ushering reforms through Congress and to the president's desk. House Ag Chair Frank Lucas says he's pleased to be at this point in the farm bill process. And while there are challenging issues still to overcome, Lucas says the negotiating team is solid and he is confident a consensus will be reached with a five-year farm bill sent to President Obama. House Ag Ranking Member Colin Peterson says conferees are committed to working together and getting a farm bill done, but bringing divisive resolutions to a vote and appointing conferees outside the Ag Committee has made the job a lot harder. As for the Senate, Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow and Ranking Member Thad Cochran say they're ready and eager to begin work with the House on a farm bill. Stabenow says senators worked across the aisle to pass bipartisan farm bills the last 2 years in a row, and if that same bipartisanship endures in conference, major reforms will be made and jobs will be created in rural America. Cochran says the task before Congress with a farm bill is urgent, and he's optimistic about working with his House counterparts to resolve significant differences and put policies in place that work well for the ag industry, American consumers, and the economy. In addition to naming House conferees, the House also passed a resolution that urges those farm bill conferees to adopt an amendment in the Senate farm bill to reduce crop insurance subsidies for farmers making more than $750,000 per year. The House also voted down a measure to change the sugar program instituted in the 2008 farm bill by a vote of 192 to 212. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.